Thank you for being a valued supporter of the 10X Podcast Group. Your dedication means the world to us. Today, we bring you a gripping tale titled, The Church's Secret. Your continued support and subscription fuel our passion for storytelling, and we deeply appreciate every moment you spend with us. So, without further ado, let's dive into today's compelling narrative. Chapter 1, A Sinful Silence. The quaint town of Bellwood awoke to an eerie silence on the morning of October 14th, a silence broken only by the wailing sirens of a police cruiser speeding toward St. Augustine's Church. The beloved Father Thomas Calloway, a man regarded as the moral cornerstone of the community, had been found dead. His body, draped over the confessional booth, was a grim tableau that shook the town to its core. Detective Elena Vance arrived at the scene, her boots crunching against the dew-laden gravel. The churchyard was already crowded with curious onlookers, their faces pale with shock and whispers of speculation rippling through the air. "Clear the area," Elena ordered, her authoritative tone cutting through the murmurs. As officers pushed the crowd back, she stepped into the church, where the scent of incense mingled with a metallic tang of blood. Father Calloway's body was slumped forward in the confessional booth. His clerical collar was stained crimson, and a small, crumpled note was clutched in his lifeless hand. Elena knelt and carefully unfolded the note, the words scrawled in a shaky hand, "Forgive me. What do we have so far?" Elena asked Officer Mark Daniels, who had been first on the scene. "No sign of forced entry. The housekeeper found him during her morning rounds," Daniels replied, his voice steady but grim. "There's something else. Take a look under the altar." Elena followed him to the altar, where an officer had already cordoned off a small area. Beneath the marble platform was a hidden compartment, barely noticeable to the untrained eye. Inside was a tape recorder, its reel halfway through a recording. Elena's heart quickened as she carefully removed it, the faint hum of static emanating from the device. "Did anyone know about this?" she asked, her mind racing. Daniel shook his head. "Not that we've heard. Looks like it's been here for a while." Back at the precinct, Elena sat in her office, the tape recorder placed carefully on her desk. She hesitated before pressing play, her finger hovering over the button as though anticipating a ghost to emerge from the device. Finally, she pressed it, and the room filled with Father Calloway's voice, steady but weighted with emotion. "This is Father Thomas Calloway," the recording began. "If you are listening to this, it means I am no longer among the living. I have carried the burden of these secrets for too long, and now I fear they have cost me my life." Elena's breath hitched as the recording continued. The priest's voice detailed a confession, not of his sins, but of his knowledge of others, dark, damning secrets that implicated members of the very congregation he had shepherded. The recording ended abruptly, leaving Elena staring at the machine in stunned silence. As night fell over Bellwood, the town buzzed with rumors. The kind and pious Father Calloway, a man who had baptized their children and presided over their weddings, was now at the center of a scandal that threatened to unravel the community. Elena knew she had to tread carefully. The hidden tape was the first of what she suspected would be many revelations. She instructed her team to search the church for more compartments and secret recordings. If Father Calloway had hidden this one, there might be others. Meanwhile, the autopsy report confirmed her fears. The priest's death was not natural. A small puncture wound at the base of his neck suggested an injection of some kind, likely a lethal substance. The killer had been precise, careful not to leave behind obvious evidence. The investigation took a personal toll on Elena. Raised Catholic herself, she couldn't shake the memories of her own childhood priest, a man not unlike Father Calloway. The thought that someone could betray the sanctity of the church, either the priest or his killer, gnawed at her. The next morning, another discovery deepened the mystery. Officer Daniels found a second tape hidden in the church's bell tower, this one labeled The Covenant. Elena listened to it with mounting dread. The tape revealed a secret meeting between Father Calloway and an influential family in Bellwood, the Whitmores, who had long been benefactors of the church. The recording hinted at extortion, threats, and a scandal that could destroy their reputation. Elena's suspicion turned to certainty. Father Calloway had known too much, and someone had silenced him to protect their secrets. But who? The Whitmores? Someone else he had recorded? The possibilities were endless, and the deeper she delved, the murkier the waters became. As Elena stared at the evidence piling up on her desk, one thing was clear: Father Calloway's death was just the beginning. The tapes were breadcrumbs leading her into the dark labyrinth of Bellwood's secrets. And somewhere in that darkness, a killer was watching, waiting to see how much she would uncover. Chapter 2: Whispers in the Shadows. Detective Elena Vance's desk was cluttered with files, photographs, and the ominous tape labeled The Covenant. The weight of Father Calloway's death pressed heavily on her shoulders, and the cryptic contents of tapes only deepened the mystery. "The Whitmores," she muttered under her breath, staring at the name scrawled on a notepad. The Whitmore family was synonymous with power and wealth in Bellwood, their influence extending far beyond the town's borders. If they were implicated, the case was about to get a lot more complicated. That evening, Elena found herself parked outside the sprawling Whitmore estate. The mansion loomed like a castle on a hill, its towering gates and manicured grounds a stark contrast to the modest homes of Bellwood's other residents. Gathering her resolve, Elena rang the gate intercom. "Detective Vance, Bellwood PD. I need to speak with Mr. and Mrs. Whitmore," she said, her voice steady. After a tense pause, the gates creaked open, and a butler escorted her to the grand foyer. Marble floors gleamed under an ornate chandelier, and the air carried the faint scent of lavender. Victoria Whitmore, poised and elegant, descended the staircase, her piercing blue eyes locking onto Elena. "Detective, what brings you to our home?" Victoria asked, her voice as smooth as silk. Elena held up her badge. "I'm investigating the murder of Father Calloway. I've come across some information that suggests your family may have had dealings with him." Victoria's expression flickered, a brief crack in her composed facade. "I'm afraid I don't know what you mean. My family has always supported the church. Whatever dealings Father Calloway had, they were spiritual, not personal." Before Elena could respond, Gregory Whitmore, a burly man with a commanding presence, entered the room. "What's this about Father Calloway?" he asked, his voice tinged with irritation. Elena turned to face him. "Father Calloway's death appears to be connected to a series of tapes he left behind. One of them mentions a meeting involving your family." Gregory's jaw tightened. "I don't know what you think you're implying, but my family has nothing to hide." "Then you won't mind answering a few questions," Elena said, pulling out her notepad. The tension in the room was palpable as she began her questioning, but the Whitmores' answers were vague, their polished denials raising more questions than they resolved. Later that night, Elena reviewed her notes in the dim glow of her desk lamp. The Whitmores' evasiveness gnawed at her, but without solid evidence, she couldn't press further. She replayed the Covenant tape, searching for clues she might have missed. Father Calloway's voice trembled as he spoke of threats and blackmail, and one line struck Elena like a bolt of lightning. "If the truth comes out, it will ruin them and me." What truth was so damning that the priest, a man of faith and conviction, had feared its revelation? The next morning, Elena's phone buzzed with an urgent call from Officer Daniels. "Detective, you'll want to get down to St. Augustine's right away. We found something else." When Elena arrived at the church, Daniels led her to the rectory. Hidden in the false bottom of a desk drawer was another tape, this one labeled The Confession. The officers handled it with care, as though it were a relic of immeasurable value. Elena played the tape in the privacy of her office. The voice on the recording wasn't Father Calloway's this time. It was a woman's voice, hushed and frantic. "Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. I didn't mean for it to go this far. He said it would be over quickly, that no one would get hurt. But now." The recording cut off abruptly, leaving Elena with more questions than answers. Who was the woman? What had she done? And who was he? Determined to find answers, Elena called a meeting with her team. "We're looking at a conspiracy," she said, spreading the evidence across the table. "The tapes, the Whitmores, this anonymous confession, it's all connected. We need to find out who this woman is and what role she played in Father Calloway's death." "What about the Whitmores?" Daniels asked. "Do you think they're behind this?" "I think they're hiding something," Elena replied. "But whether they're responsible for the murder or just collateral damage in a bigger scheme remains to be seen." That evening, Elena's phone buzzed with a text from an unknown number. The message read, "You're digging too deep. Stop or you'll end up like him." A chill ran down her spine. The shadows surrounding Father Calloway's death were growing darker, and now they were closing in on her. But Elena was determined. Whoever was behind the priest's murder had underestimated her resolve, and she wasn't about to back down. Chapter 3: Beneath the Holy Veil. Detective Elena Vance sat in her office, staring at the anonymous text on her phone. The ominous warning rattled her resolve, but it also strengthened her determination to uncover the truth. She forwarded the message to Officer Daniels with instructions to trace its origin. Whoever sent it had to be someone deeply enmeshed in the growing web of secrets. Meanwhile, a call from the forensic lab confirmed her suspicion. The substance used to kill Father Calloway was a rare, untraceable toxin, likely administered with a syringe. Whoever the killer was, they had connections and a chilling level of precision. Elena's next stop was St. Augustine's Church. She needed to comb through every inch of the building for more hidden compartments or clues. As she entered the dim sanctuary, the towering stained glass windows cast fragmented colors onto the polished wooden pews. The quiet was almost oppressive, and every creak of the floorboard seemed magnified. "Detective," said Father Michael O'Connell, the interim priest. He approached her cautiously, his eyes heavy with worry. "How can I help you today?" "I need access to every part of the church," Elena replied. "Basement, attics, storage rooms, anywhere someone could have hidden something." Father Michael hesitated. "I'll help as much as I can, but I must warn you. The church has always been a place of secrets. Some of them should never see the light of day." Elena's gaze hardened. Father Calloway's death suggests otherwise. Hours later, her persistence paid off. In a forgotten corner of the church's basement, behind a crumbling brick wall, Elena discovered a hidden cabinet. Inside were stacks of documents, old photographs, and another tape. This one was labeled Judgment Day. Elena's hands trembled slightly as she placed the tape in her portable recorder. The voice that emerged was again Father Calloway's, but this time it carried a tone of urgency and fear. "If you found this tape, you are closer to the truth than I ever dared to be. The corruption runs deeper than you can imagine. Names, dates, accounts, it's all here. But beware, the ones who protect these secrets will stop at nothing to bury them and you." The tape ended with the sound of hurried footsteps and a muffled cry. Elena's stomach churned. Who had been pursuing the priest, and what had they done to silence him? Back at the precinct, Elena meticulously examined the documents found in the cabinet. They detailed financial records that linked St. Augustine's Church to offshore accounts and large sums of money funneled through charities connected to the Whitmores. The paper trail suggested embezzlement on a massive scale. One name appeared repeatedly in the records, Charles Whitmore. Elena's mind raced. Charles Whitmore was the eldest son of Gregory and Victoria Whitmore, a shadowy figure who rarely made public appearances. If he was involved, it explained the Whitmore's evasiveness during her earlier visit. "Daniels," she called, beckoning her colleague into her office. "We need a warrant to search the Whitmore's accounts and properties. There's a connection between them and the church's missing funds." Daniels nodded. "I'll get the paperwork started, but you know this won't sit well with them. They'll fight it every step of the way." Elena smirked humorlessly. "Let them. If they're innocent, they'll have nothing to hide." That night, Elena's unease grew. Her phone buzzed again, this time with an email from an encrypted address. The subject line read, "You're closer than you think," attached with an audio file. She hesitated before playing it, her instincts warning her to tread carefully. The recording was short but chilling. It captured a conversation between two men. "She's digging too deep. Then handle it. Like we did with a priest." Elena's breath caught in her throat. The voices were unfamiliar, but the implication was clear. Whoever killed Father Calloway was now targeting her. The next morning, Elena's request for a warrant was approved. Armed with a team of officers, she returned to the Whitmore estate. Gregory and Victoria protested loudly as the police swarmed their home, but it was Charles's reaction that stood out. The usually reclusive heir appeared at the top of the staircase, his face pale and his hands trembling. "This is absurd," Gregory bellowed. "You have no right to invade our home like this." Elena held up the warrant. "We have every right, Mr. Whitmore. If you're innocent, you've got nothing to fear." The search yielded more than Elena had hoped. In Charles's study, officers found a locked safe containing cash, passports, and another tape. This one was simply labeled "The End." Elena pocketed the tape, her heart pounding. Whatever it contained could be the final piece of the puzzle, or the beginning of a far more dangerous game. As the day drew to a close, Elena returned to her office to listen to the tape. She locked the door, her nerves frayed but her determination unshaken. Placing the tape in the recorder, she pressed play, bracing herself for what was to come. The voice on the recording was cold and emotionless. "You think you're solving a murder, detective, but you're only uncovering the beginning of a much larger truth. Choose carefully what you do next. Some secrets are meant to stay buried. Elena's blood ran cold. The game she was playing was more dangerous than she had imagined, and now there was no turning back. Chapter 4, The Betrayer's Confession. Detective Elena Vance sat in her car, the audio from the latest tape still echoing in her mind. Some secrets are meant to stay buried. It wasn't just a warning. It was a challenge, daring her to continue. She gripped the steering wheel, her knuckles white, as she contemplated her next move. Whoever was orchestrating this had resources, power, and a willingness to kill. But they didn't know her, her resolve to see justice served. The new tape, retrieved from Charles Whitmore's study, had been chillingly vague, but it carried a tone of finality. The voice, calm, composed, and calculated, was likely one of the killers, but without names or identifiers, it left her chasing shadows. Elena's next move was to confront Charles Whitmore directly. She arrived at the station, where Charles was being held for questioning. In the dimly lit interrogation room, he sat slouched in his chair, his once pristine suit rumpled and his face pale. "Charles," Elena began, her tone sharp, "we found the tape in your study. Care to explain why it was locked in your safe?" He looked up, his eyes bloodshot. "I don't know what you're talking about." "Oh, I think you do," she said, sliding the tape recorder onto the table. "The man on this tape sounds like someone who knows exactly what happened to Father Calloway." Charles shifted uncomfortably. "I didn't kill him," he said, his voice barely above a whisper. "I didn't even know about those tapes until," he trailed off, his eyes darting toward the mirrored glass. "Until what?" Elena pressed. "Until my father told me to destroy them," he admitted. "He said they were dangerous, that they could ruin us all." Elena's heart pounded. "Why would your father want to destroy them? What was he afraid of?" Charles hesitated, his hands trembling. "The church, the money, it's all connected. My father," his voice broke, and he buried his face in his hands. "I didn't want any of this." Elena leaned forward, her voice firm but not unkind. "If you want to help yourself, Charles, now's the time to tell me everything." By the time Charles finished his confession, Elena felt as though a dark veil had been lifted, only to reveal an even murkier truth. Gregory Whitmore had been laundering money through the church for years, using Father Calloway as an unwitting accomplice. When a priest discovered the extent of the scheme, he had threatened to go public. The tapes were his insurance, a way to expose the truth if anything happened to him. But it wasn't just money. The scheme was tied to a larger network involving influential figures in Bellwood and beyond. Charles claimed he had overheard conversations between his father and unnamed associates, discussions about containment and making problems disappear. "Who else is involved?" Elena asked, her pen poised over her notebook. "I don't know their names," Charles said, "but they're powerful. If you go after them, you'll," he paused, fear evident in his eyes, "you'll end up like Calloway." Elena's mind raced as she prepared a case file against Gregory Whitmore. The evidence was mounting, but it wasn't enough to bring him down. She needed more names, more proof, more leverage. She decided to release Charles on a conditional agreement. He would wear a wire and gather incriminating evidence against his father and his associates. "You're asking me to sign my own death warrant," Charles said, his voice trembling. "I'm asking you to do the right thing," Elena countered. "Father Calloway died trying to protect this town from the people exploiting it. You can help finish what he started." The operation was set to take place at a charity gala hosted by the Whitmores. Elena and her team prepared meticulously, placing undercover officers throughout the venue. Charles, fitted with a discreet recording device, was tasked with engaging his father in a conversation about the scheme. The gala was a dazzling affair, with Bellwood's elite mingling under the shimmering lights of the town's grand hall. Elena watched from a surveillance van parked nearby, her headset crackling with the live feed from Charles's wire. "You look tense, son," Gregory's voice came through the speakers. "Relax. Tonight's about showing the world we're untouchable. Is that why you wanted the tapes destroyed?" Charles asked, his tone casual but probing. "To protect our untouchable image?" There was a pause. "What are you getting at?" Gregory's voice hardened. "Father Calloway died for those tapes," Charles said. "Don't you think that's extreme?" Elena held her breath, listening intently. "Calloway made his choice," Gregory said coldly. "He forgot his place, and he paid the price. Just like anyone else who threatens this family." You mean like me? Charles's voice quivered slightly. Don't be ridiculous, Gregory snapped. You're my son. But if you're not careful, well, even family has limits. The recording was damning, but it wasn't enough. Elena needed Gregory to implicate his associates. She signaled to Charles through his earpiece, "Keep him talking." But before Charles could respond, chaos erupted. A fire alarm blared, and guests began to scatter. Elena's heart sank as she watched the live feed from the van's cameras. Smoke filled the hall, and the scene descended into pandemonium. "Pull him out," Elena shouted to her team. As officers stormed the building, Elena realized the fire wasn't an accident. It was a warning. The shadowy figures behind Gregory Whitmore were tightening their grip, and they had just raised the stakes. Later that night, as Elena sifted through the aftermath, her phone buzzed with another message from the encrypted number. "You've made your move, detective. Now it's our turn." Elena's resolve hardened. The game was far from over, and the shadows she was chasing were more dangerous than ever. Chapter 5, The Last Tape. The air in Detective Elena Vance's office was thick with tension. The latest encrypted message had been clear. The game was escalating, and she was now firmly in the crosshairs. The threat didn't scare her, not anymore. It only made her more determined to bring the truth to light. The tape Charles Whitmore had retrieved at the gala sat on her desk, an unassuming relic that could shatter the facade of Bellwood's elite. Elena placed it in the recorder, her hands steady, and pressed play. Father Calloway's voice crackled through the speakers, his tone raw with emotion. "To those who find this, know that I was a flawed man. But in my final days, I sought to do what was right. The corruption I've uncovered within this town and its leaders is not only a betrayal of their faith, but a betrayal of humanity itself. What you're about to hear will change everything." Elena leaned closer as the recording continued. Calloway named names, detailing the roles of key players in the embezzlement scheme, the money laundering, and the threats that kept him silent for so long. Gregory Whitmore, as expected, was at the center of it all, but he wasn't acting alone. The tape implicated local politicians, business owners, and even law enforcement officials. Then came the revelation that stopped Elena cold. "I've tried to protect them, but I can no longer carry this burden. There's one more truth, one that will damn me even in death. I've kept it hidden, but it is the root of everything. Look to the cemetery beneath the oak tree." Elena's heart raced as she drove to St. Augustine's Cemetery under the cover of darkness. She parked her car at the edge of the graveyard, the faint glow of her flashlight cutting through the night. The oak tree stood in the distance, its gnarled branches reaching toward the sky like skeletal fingers. When she reached the tree, Elena's flashlight illuminated a patch of disturbed soil near its base. Someone had recently dug there. Dropping to her knees, she began to dig with her hands, dirt caking beneath her nails. After several minutes, her fingers scraped against something solid. She unearthed a metal box, its surface tarnished with age. Inside was a collection of documents and a final tape, labeled simply "The Truth." Back at the precinct, Elena played the tape in the safety of her locked office. Father Calloway's voice, weaker this time, filled the room. "This is my confession," he began. "The money, the threats, the lies, it all started because of me. Decades ago, I made a choice. I accepted a bribe to cover up a crime committed by the Whitmores. A crime that haunts me to this day." He paused, his breathing labored. "A girl died. Her name was Lily Marston, and she deserved justice. But I buried the truth to protect the Whitmores, and they've used that secret to control me ever since. They threatened to expose me, to destroy me, if I ever spoke out. But no more. Lily's death must be avenged." Elena's stomach churned as she listened. Lily Marston had been a missing person case from 30 years ago. Her disappearance had never been solved, and now she knew why. Father Calloway's guilt had bound him to the Whitmores, making him complicit in their crimes. The revelation gave Elena the final piece she needed to act. Armed with the evidence from the cemetery and the damning recordings, she coordinated with federal agents to ensure the investigation couldn't be sabotaged by local corruption. The operation to arrest Gregory Whitmore and his associates was swift and precise. Officers raided the Whitmore estate at dawn, seizing documents, computers, and other evidence. Gregory was led out in handcuffs, his face a mask of cold fury. Charles, who had cooperated fully with the investigation, stood silently as his father passed him. "You've destroyed this family," Gregory hissed. Charles met his father's gaze. No, you did that. As the dust settled, Elena stood in the sanctuary of St. Augustine's church, staring up at the stained glass depiction of a saint holding a shepherd's staff. The church felt different now, lighter, as though the weight of its secrets had finally lifted. The town of Bellwood would never be the same. The scandal rocked its foundation, but it also brought a measure of justice to those who had suffered in silence. Lily Marston's name was finally cleared, and her story became a rallying cry for change. Elena placed the final tape in the evidence box, her duty complete. As she walked out into the morning sunlight, she felt a rare sense of peace. The shadows that had loomed over Bellwood were beginning to recede, and for the first time in a long while, she allowed herself to believe in the possibility of redemption.